Up until this point, the kinos have been focused on the destructions of the first Beis HaMikdash, of the second Beis HaMikdash. 2,500 years ago, we heard about the death of Yoshiyahu that led to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Just read Arzei Levanon Adirei HaTorah. But the death of the Tanoim, the Asar HaRugei Malchus, in the century that followed the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Now in Kina Chavei, Mi'itein Rosh Shimayim, for the first time we pivot out of the narrow orbit of the main stories of Tisha B'Av, of the destructions of the Batei Mikdash, and we come to a story that's closer to our time. Come to the spring of 1096, over 900 years ago. The Crusaders, Christian warriors making their way through Europe. Their destination is Eretz Yisrael. And on the way, they brutalize countless Jewish communities, and particularly in Germany. When you hear the dates and we hear the names of the course of this Kina, you hear some famous names, Speyer, Vermeisa, Magenza, three of the largest Jewish communities. This is in Germany. This is at the time of Rashi, in the year 1096. We hear this happened in Iyar, and it happened in Sivan, several days before Shavuos, on Shavuos, during Hallel. We hear lines that are familiar to us from the Shabbos morning, Davini, Minisharim Kalu, Me'arayos Lehizgabara. If that sounds like Avarachamim, it's because it is. Because Avarachamim that many of us, most of us say every single Shabbos, just about every Shabbos, was also written to help us remember these tzaddikim, these kedoshim. A line at the end, in Lahakidim Zulasila Achara, we push off the main mourning from Iyar and Sivan, we push it forward the calendar to today. As Rabbi Rosenzweig had earlier referenced, the Pirush on Divrei Hayamim, that we centralize all of the tzaras of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, we center them on today. And it's brutal. The descriptions of the brutalizing by the crusaders of the Jews, men, women, and children. So much of it is in Eicha language. We talk about the Chil Hashem. Hey, Eloheimo Amru. They said, where's the Jewish God? If the Jewish God is for real, where is he? And there's a line in the second paragraph that jumps out. The Sifrehem Nichrachim V'Latavach Nimshachim, wrapped in their svarim, as they're being led to be murdered. These Jews that died on Kiddush Hashem, that gave their lives, the crusaders would have been glad to keep them alive as Christians. And these Jews said, well, we will die as Jews rather than live as Christians. They gave their lives on Kiddush Hashem and they were wrapped in their svarim. And that image reminds us of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Gemara tells of one of the Tanan Chnin ben Tradium, who lived at a time that the Romans would put to death any Jews taught Torah in public. The Romans were trying to stamp out Yahadus. At that point, they had realized that the way to assimilate the Jews was to eliminate our Torah. And Chnin ben Tradium didn't bend. And the Romans burnt him, wrapped in his Sefer Torah. The Gemara tells something fascinating about Azorah Daf Yuches Amud Aleph. The Talmidim are there and they're horrified. They're watching their Rebbe perish in one of the most painful ways possible. But they see his eyes. And he's looking at something that's flying in the air. They can't figure out what it is. And they say, Rebbe, what do you see? And he says, the Gevilim Nisrafim, the parchment is burning, but Osios, the letters are flying in the air. They can destroy this physical piece of parchment, but they cannot destroy the Torah. With all of their viciousness and with all their brutality, the Torah survives. That Sefer Torah is gone, but Torah Atzma survives. Those Jews, by the thousands, and over the course of centuries by the tens of millions, were brutally, tragically gone. But Am Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, survives. And that perhaps brings us back to the fact that this is the first step out of what we think of as the stories of Tisha B'Av, because all of the stories of the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael belong in Tisha B'Av, perhaps because of something that happened at the very beginning of our history. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, you're not just a man, you're about to found the Jewish people. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, step outside with me. Vayotzi Yosef Achutza. Why couldn't they speak inside? Chazal comments that was a message to Avraham Avinu. Tzei meitzdagina sholcha. You are not bound. And the nation that will come from you, us, we will not be bound by the laws of history. Ein mazal Yisrael. The cycles, the patterns of history, the rise and fall of nations, those patterns don't apply to Klal Yisrael. We have suffered more than anyone else. And we miraculously, as a nation, survive in a way that no other nation does. And that's part of what this Kina focuses us on. Individual Jews have done chataim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us. And at the same time, the Torah is eternal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bond with us as a nation is eternal. We have suffered countless times throughout the generations. And we're not only matzdik as hadin, but we see that we as a nation have survived and will survive. Mi yitein rosh yimayim.